Those of you who have Bibles, I want to turn to the verse that we read together from the Epistle to the Philippians, chapter 4. Mr. and Mrs. Gerard, they chose it for themselves. It's in fourth chapter of Philippians, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue and if there be any praise, think on these things. So I thought, Arnold and Elner, we couldn't do better than have a few thoughts from that wonderful verse. The first thing that's mentioned in the verse is to think on the things that are true. I think if we were all honest this afternoon, our minds are often occupied with a great deal that isn't true. Very often a great deal of imaginations pass through our minds, give ourselves a lot of worry and concern about things that are not true. However, the Apostle Paul, wise man that he was, advised the believers, the Christians who believed in Christ, to think on true things. So there are two things I'm going to suggest to Arnold and Elner that are really worthwhile thinking on. There are many, many more, but just two will suffice. I'll have to watch the clock. The first thing is, in the fifth chapter of 1 Peter, Peter the Apostle speaks about the true grace of God wherein we stand. And that's a marvelous thing, to know that we stand before God in His grace, in His favor through our Lord Jesus. And thank God, Arnold and Elner know the Lord Jesus Christ as their own personal Savior. It's not simply that they know that Jesus Christ was a person who lived nearly 2,000 years ago. They know Him personally in that they have trusted in Him and they stand before God in all the favor of the Lord Jesus, His person and His work. And there cannot be a better standing before God. It's a true standing. It's not imaginative. It's not something that man has invented. It's the true grace of God, and they stand before God in that. And that's a very wonderful place for them to be. They are not under the law. God is not demanding from them. God is giving to them. And in the fifth chapter of the Epistle to the Romans, Paul says that also, that we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. What a marvelous thing to stand before God in all the wonder of the person and work of our Lord Jesus Christ. The second reference is when Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, and they once were idolaters. Now, Arnold and Elner were never idolaters, but thank God, they have come to know the true and the living God. There are many gods in this world. There are many ideas about God in this world. But there is one true God, and Christianity makes exclusive claims for this God, that there is no other God, one God. And that God is the God in whom Arnold and Elner have trusted. And the Thessalonians, they were told, or rather, Paul credited them with this great and wonderful service, that they were serving the living and the true God. Now, there are two things to think about, Arnold and Elner, that you stand in the true grace of God, that is, the person and work of Christ, and also, you have the privilege, the wonderful honor and privilege of serving the true and the living God. And when Paul and others refer to God as the true God, it stands over in contrast to all the false gods that men have created. There is one true God revealed to us in our Lord Jesus Christ. Now the second thing is to think on the things that are honest. Now we should make clear that it's not the same idea that we have in connection with honesty. This word means grave, venerable. Now I'm going to use another meaning. Not that the Spirit say that Arnold is grave and venerable, neither Eleanor. Rather the opposite. They're both very happy and both very, very encouraging in their demeanor. But there is a word that is used, honest, and it's connected with nobility. And we're going to say yes, thank God. Arnold and Eleanor are Christian aristocrats. Now that might seem very, very high sounding, but it's very, very true that they belong to the most favored company upon earth, and that is the Christian family. There is no other family on earth like it. It's the most wonderful family to belong to, the most wonderful company to be connected with. And they belong to this great company, and they're Christian aristocrats. Now we read about persons who were very noble in the Bible, and Paul went to a place called Berea. And when Paul preached in Berea, the Bereans, they accepted whatever Paul said to them. They didn't question it. They didn't reason about it. They accepted what the servant of God said. It was all about Christ, all about salvation, wonderful things of God. And the Bereans, they accepted it, and then it says, they searched the scriptures daily to see if these things were so. Now the reason I said this is that this is what we desire for you, Arnold and Eleanor, husband and wife now, that the word of God will have a very prominent place in your home. In most homes there are plenty of books, newspapers, magazines, every conceivable kind. They all have something to say. Well, if you're interested in fishing, you get a fishing magazine. Interested in football, you get a football magazine. But a Christian, he has his Bible. And that's far more important to him than anything else. And in Christian homes, how wonderful it is to have the Word of God and to read it daily and to have its application in your lives. Now, it says, the next thing, to think of things that are just. There is a family in the Bible, very, very fine family, remarkable family. And it says, they were both just before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. That was the father and mother of John the Baptist. What a wonderful testimony the Bible gave them. They were just before God, or righteous before God, and they were walking in obedience to the word of God. Now that's a wonderful example for Arnold and Eleanor, that they might be like the father and mother of John the Baptist, walking in all the commandments of the Lord, obedient to the word of God. How marvelous that is in any Christian's life, to be obedient to the word of God. Not to say, oh, it's a beautiful book, it has nice ethics, wonderful stories, interesting history. Ah, it's far more than that. It's food for the Christian's life, day by day. And we desire this for you both. Then also, in the epistle of James, he speaks about the prayers of a righteous man availeth much. We've emphasized the necessity of the Bible in your lives, and we want to emphasize the necessity of prayer. And it's a very fine thing when husband and wife can kneel down together and share their prayer life together, and that's a very valuable thing in any Christian home. The prayers of a righteous man availeth much. And you can be sure of this, Arnold and Eleanor, that when you read the word of God and it's backed up with prayer in your life, you have two very, very solid blessings to make your happiness real and valuable. Now, it speaks about pure. What is pure? In 1 Peter and in 2 Peter, there are references to holy men and holy women. And my, we live in a world of impurity. I think everyone here knows that. What an impure world and depraved world that we live in. Everything that's precious, everything that's valuable is debased, is put aside, is discounted. Indeed, you would almost feel that everyone's endeavor is to throw overboard everything that's worthwhile and pure and holy. But a Christian man, a Christian woman, they are both exhorted to be holy, that is pure in life, pure in thought, and pure in word. My, we live in a world, an obscene world, where there are evil things said, and evil things done, and evil things thought. But holy men, holy women, that is something to think upon and also to follow. Then it speaks about the things that are lovely. Well, they are a lovely couple, aren't they? We all say amen to that. Yes, they are a lovely couple, and we're glad to see them so happy together. There is another lovely couple, and we find them in the Bible. One was called Boaz, the husband, and the wife was called Ruth. Now, Boaz was a very generous man, very considerate man, and a very kind man. And I think we'd say, well, yes, that fits the bill fine. That's what Arnold is. Very kind, very courteous, very considerate. And Ruth, well, she was a woman of decision, and she was a woman that was marked by obedience. Well, Arnold has known one decision that Eleanor made, and maybe in a few days he'll know about a few more decisions. But at the moment, yes, Eleanor made a very good decision in deciding that she wanted Arnold to be her husband. Of course, she made a far greater decision than that, and that's when she trusted the Lord Jesus as her own personal Savior, and many other decisions too, in her desire to be faithful to the Lord Jesus and live for him. So, thinking about the things that are lovely, my, how wonderful it is in a world like this. Things that are worthwhile. And that's what we want for Arnold and Eleanor, to think about these things that are really amiable, really worthwhile in the sight of God. And lastly, things that are of good report. I still have a few minutes yet, Arnold. Things that are of good report. In John's third epistle, he mentions two persons who had good report. One was called Demetrius, and he had a good report because he was a man of truth. And the other man was a man called Gaius, and he was commended because he was marked by love. Two excellent features. Now, this is what we desire for Arnold and Eleanor in their lives, to be governed by the truth that is in the Bible, and also to be governed by the love that we read about in 1 Corinthians 13, that wonderful chapter that speaks so much about love and what it accomplishes and what it can do. Wonderful, wonderful love, divine love. There is such a thing as natural love. And unfortunately, the Bible speaks about days when unnatural things are done, natural love is being thrown overboard. And in it we find the substitute lust. Very, very sad thing that it should be so. But love and truth in a husband and wife's home is a very, very precious thing indeed. Good report. So there are two things to think about, truth and love. And now the last thing. There was one man in the Bible who lived a long, long time ago, and he had a very, very good report. And his name was Enoch. And the Bible says that he pleased God. Isn't that wonderful? Persons like us, like Enoch, can please God. The eternal God, the creator, the upholder of all things, and yet we can please him. And that's what we desire for Arnold and for Eleanor, that in their lives they might know the joy of pleasing God. I have to make an explanation here. And it's fitting that it should be when we're talking about Enoch. Most remarkable thing happened to Enoch. The Bible says that one day God took him to be with himself. He didn't die. God took him to himself. You will notice that in the marriage ceremony, we refer to until death do us part, or until the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Now that might seem strange to some of your ears, but this is one of the best attested truths in the Bible. Over and over again, in the Old Testament and in the New Testament, we find it stated that one day the Lord Jesus Christ will come back. First of all, to snatch away from this world those who belong to him, those who believe in him. And secondly, after a little period of time, to come back and set up his kingdom, when all the abuses and upside down things of this world will be put right. And that's one of the firm beliefs of every Christian, that the Lord Jesus Christ is coming back again. So don't think it was a peculiar feature of a brethren marriage that they say, until the coming of the Lord. No, no, it's a biblical truth, something that's in the Word of God and can be there for everyone to read if they so desire. And so, until the Lord comes, may he help you to please him in your daily lives and all that you seek to do for him.